But they do take a very strong warning to, you know, when they are not loaded. And it was this kind of boat that Mr. Bernard Gull used to be a captain. And he beached three of them. And the first one in between York Factory and Winnisk area. All three, he wrecked them into the shore. It has been said on the last one that he did it on purpose because he wanted the Hudson Bay goods to be unloaded on the halfway through point, because it was there that the fox hunting was very, very plentiful. Foxes were there in that area, good foxing hunting ground. It was in that period when the beaver were banned and most people were just fox hunting along the Hudson Bay. So some people say he did it on purpose, he just make it happen. So the goods that were washed ashore, you know, he kept them there and he managed these things to sell for the Hudson Bay, as he did before. Because he used to keep a few Hudson Bay goods in Winnisk for the Hudson Bay Company, like a very small food item, basic, a processed food like lard or flour or a little bit of this, mostly black powder and shots for a gun and a few other items. So he did it for certain years as he was the same time as a captain for these smaller yacht boats. There's a place there at the mouth of the Winnisk where he used to beach his boat and drag it up to the shore and to winterize. There's funny stories about this man too, but he was Hudson Bay man. He was one of those who were considered probably as home guard or Hudson Bay employee, without much of a wages. So that is a story about the yacht boats and also the people who manned them, and a person who made to be a captain about them. So there is another man that I want to talk about now. There was such also a required, a special skill or durability for the Hudson Bay Company, that was a mailman. A special person who delivered the mail, a special mail for between the Hudson Bay factors or managers, if you wish, between York Factory and along the east coast of Hudson Bay and James Bay, south to Moosinee. That is the district that the mail service was required. And at a certain time of the year that the managers or company employees or factors needed to communicate, and they have to have this mail delivered to each post, regardless of the condition of the weather. And it was this time this man existed, who was then called by the native people the great servant of the Hudson Bay Company. That's all he was known. His name has never been mentioned, who he was, whether he was by himself, whether it was only one man, or it could have been a sequence or series of men, or one after the other in time period.